Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
We received a letter from one of our listeners, a delightful, consistent listener. She's been listening for many years to our show. And I spoke with Terry LaBouie and Beverly Schatzen in my Virginia group about some hoarding situations that we had faced and how we worked through those. And we received the following email from our listener. Hi, Terry. I heard you and Beverly on the Eric Stewart Show last Sunday. I think that Beverly is a former nurse and said she has a plan for pack rats, which she does, by the way. She had recently worked with someone on Utah Street in North Arlington who had stuff everywhere. Well, that describes a dear friend of mine who was really out of control for a number of years. I've just thought that nothing could be done for her, that it's an addiction. The situation. My friend recently retired, and she had a job for many, many years. She has a couple of homes that she owns, and she's in her mid-70s. She lives in one, and she rents the other one nearby. I spoke with the son of my friend because I was trying to help her figure out how to get rid of all the stuff that she has. Now, one of the solutions that they felt might be helpful is to get a computer for my friend. But they're resisting the idea because they literally have nowhere to put it. The house that she lives in is so full of stuff, even the dining room table, where she perhaps could put a computer, is full of stuff. I asked the son about the other house, and I was told that it is also stuffed to the gills, so there's nowhere to put a computer there either. Nobody lives in this other house. Excuse me, it is not a rental. Just stuff, old clothing, furniture, etc. Can you imagine? There's a single-family house that could be rented with income coming in, but it's actually like a storage unit for stuff. Now, there's no judgment in what I'm saying, but it is true that we have to recognize the situation to help somebody understand, you know, what they could be losing and also how we can help them through that. I suspect that my friend will need to sell the second home at some point because the income that she has is not going to suffice as she's just retired. But how can she sell it if it's stuffed and she won't be able to take the time to clear it all out? She's physically slowing down, and I think she just needs to get her stuff out. This is such a good question, and I think that there's a compression in time that a friend of our listeners has faced. In reality, physically she's slowed down. We can maintain our lives as long as we have our physical health. But as our physical health starts to wane, if our knees start to ache when we climb stairs, if we have to be more conscious about how we move around things because we no longer have the movement in our hips like we used to, we can accumulate things and think, at some point I'll get to it. At some point I'll get to it. Well, I think that what we just read is an exacerbated problem, one that is blown out of control to the point where now a professional will probably need to come in and assist, and that's okay. We have a fantastic auctioneer, Howard Parzo, that we work with, and Howard comes in. He can do an entire clean out. He can sell everything that he can sell, give everything else that doesn't sell away, and then throw the rest of it away. And that really, in a situation where you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars tied into the house, you either need to get that house rented, forget about the stuff, unless it's got real intrinsic value or family value. And that's where Howard can come in, because he can discern if this looks like a nice memento. We need to bring this back to the client. So it's unusual for you and I to hear a story where someone has not only their own house full, but a second house full of stuff. Although it's not unusual for me to run into people who have three or four storage units, where they're paying $200 or $300 a month to keep those storage units going while they don't know what to do with the stuff, because it's cheaper for them to do that than to buy a house to stuff it into, right? Okay. Still, it comes down to taking the time, making the time to declutter and organize, right? It comes down to setting priorities. And as you physically become weaker, if you're not maintaining your physical element, your body, by exercising or by eating properly or otherwise, it will eventually overwhelm you. The stuff will own you more than you own the stuff. And some of you are in a place where you feel that way now, and you feel locked into a life that you're not happy with, and you want help, and we can help you. Beverly and Terry and Jim and Debbie and Robert and myself and Steve, the rest of our group, we're here to help you. If you're in a situation like that, we know the people to call. We know how to get the wheels going. And the key element of this, it's like Beverly as a retired registered nurse, and as I'm the son of a doctor, it's all about patient first. The loyalty is to you to see you served first. So how does that translate into the rest of us? Well, I'll tell you a quick story about myself, because it's good to use myself, because I'm an accumulator just like the rest of us. And when I was a kid, my dad used his workbench all the time. He was always fixing things. He had his shelf of nails, his boxes of screws. He had lag bolts and, you know, all kinds of tools hanging from the wall and so on. And I dreamed one day of having such a space. And when I moved in to their house, I bought my parents' house from them. I created my own workroom, and I collected tools and wonderful tools, craftsmen, well-made quality, you know, band saws and table saws and extra this and extra that and paint and so on. And, you know, I've been in my house for 10 years. I've got three kids who've grown and moved past high school, and I've got two, one in high school and one in middle now. You know, I hardly ever go in that room. I hardly ever use that stuff. And finally, I decided that it was time to move the stuff out, kind of like I'm taking my own medicine here. And I recognize that I will probably never be like my dad. I just never will. I wanted to be, but I never was the handyman. I was the guy who had the tool belt with two tools, super glue and a hammer and a duct tape, right, Ken? You know, I mean, it's like, if I could make it work with bubble gum, Scotty, you know, I would stick it together and just keep it going. So, and that's just me facing the reality of myself. I also recognize that, hey, I'm past 50. I don't need all these tools. I'm not going to probably use all these tools. And I didn't train my kids on how to use these tools either, because, you know, they know how to use a hammer. We pull out our Phillips head screwdriver to fix the pots when they become a little unscrewed, or the handles on the cabinet doors and things like that. And we can put together toys at Christmas and that kind of thing. But it was time. So I cleared out almost all my stuff. Of course, I kept my hammers, not all 12 of them, but, you know, I kept three. And, you know, I probably have two more than I really need, but I've got a ball peen hammer, and I've got a claw hammer, and I've got a small nail hammer, finishing hammer. You know, so I've got different tools. I've got some 20-penny nails and some 8-penny nails and so on. But I cleared out, and I've made room now, and I've moved a lot of things and accomplished a great bit of downsizing within my own house. You may not be moving. You may age in place. It's a decision that I made. I just decided to do it. I spent about 3.5 hours on Friday night about a week and a half ago, and I did it. And you know what? I feel great. And I know you'll feel the same way. Whether it's time to make a move now, or you're thinking a year or 2 years from now, I want you to call us or go to our website to get more information on how you can right size. Follow the basic principles of the right sizing guide, and you'll get a lot done over a short period of time. You can download it at ericstewartgroup.com. Or call us at 800-900-9104 or 1-888-ERIC-STEWART for more information. Either way, coming up, my final thoughts in just a moment.